This is the SML Vaultcast.
Oh shit.
Introduce yourself, Tim.
Small. Oh god. All right. Hi everybody. I'm small.
I'm large. Medium is dead.
We killed him.
Actually, he had a babby, so...
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And the rash. Not a rash, a baby.
A rash baby.
He has a rash of babies.
He, Bogue, gave birth to a single herpy baby, and he himself...
He's going to stab us.
There was no woman involved.
Just saying.
No, he does not have the herp. Bogue is a good guy, a clean guy,
well,
but he's also not here. So in his place we have...
No, not yet. No.
Chris?
We're broadcasting, broadcasting
I'm like,
live.
I'm still kind of medium.
In a store
today. I guess.
Don't close the store yet. We still have 15 minutes.
I wouldn't say live. It's more on location.
I didn't know that's
on
what...
Location.
I thought you had to go to the bathroom or something.
But yeah, I guess in reference to these two, I'm still kind of medium, but I'm not the medium.
Yeah, you are temporary medium.
I'm youth large.
Youth large. on today's podcast, we're going to talk about fun.
Because last
not, not the band.
Because last week's was not
very
fun. last week,
first before that, did you play any more Dead Space 3?
I actually did. I played a little bit more.
Change your opinion at all yet?
I didn't play enough of it to change my opinion yet. I didn't.
What a shame.
And then I did also play a little bit more Dark Souls, and I'm at one of the most frustrating parts of the game.
Good.
Which is the archers and Andor Londo, who on my first playthrough, I ran right by these guys, knocked them right off the ledge. Well, knocked the one off the ledge that you have to walk by. And this time, I think I died about 40 times to them.
Nice.
So I took a break.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
It sounds like Dark Souls.
I beat Enslaved, so Super Mario Brothers and Enslaved, I am two down.
He's on a roll, so, man.
Well, bitches, now I just need to find people to play Halo Anniversary and ODST with online.
Well, it's easy when you're fun employed.
Yeah.
But
fun employee.
I'm going through Diablo withdrawal because my computer's out in California right now.
Diablo.
They put out the new patch yesterday, and it's awesome, but I only know by on paper because I read all the patch notes. I can't actually play it yet.
I played Diablo 3 for like 2 weeks when it came out, and then I haven't really gone back because I don't like PC gaming.
See, I like it because it's fun. I'm going to tie this into what we're actually talking about.
Well, hold on. Let me explain what I mean by fun, too. What I mean by fun is... Hold on, our phone's ringing.
Live on location at the video game store in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
By fun, I mean I brought up the discussion of video games have seemed to have become these epic film sequences anymore, and like you go out and you get Uncharted, and Uncharted's like watching an Indiana Jones movie, or Dead Space is like experiencing a horror film
and shooting things
and gore. Who is it?
Chris.
Pick
Take a call.
Yep, got duty calls.
Hi.
So, but, Diablo.
Yeah. So, to me, Diablo is a fun game. I think what Small was trying to get at here is
just call him Tim.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, whatever. But anyway.
Like, if people call me large in my daily life, I'll probably uppercut some bitches.
Well, then you probably should have picked a better nickname.
Well, he suggested small, medium, large. And
it works.
It's SML Vaultcast.
Perfect. So. It's got a ring to it.
No, I jested the small, medium, large cast.
Ah,
but anyway, so have games become, they're trying to become movies so hard that I'm kind of curious if that's the right direction. Are games fun anymore? Like, the Wii U came out, nobody bought it, but I played it.
I bought it.
And I didn't buy it
because I'm broke.
I had a lot of fun playing it, but...
It is fun.
It kind of reminded me that Nintendo makes these things that people call gimmicky, but I think they're fun.
Yeah, they keep the focus on enjoyable games and fun gaming experiences instead of hyper cinematic, hyper violent. They just want people to have fun.
Yeah, and you know what? And what's really cool about it too is, like, you know, I am one of those kind of gamers that I will try to seek the games that are purposely out there just to be like, here's a game that's supposed to be fun. Not like, here, check out all the stuff that we could do technically and look how pretty this is.
Yeah, like the quirky, goofy, fun stuff. Like, right behind you, on the shelf, live at the video game store in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 3D Game Heroes. 3D.GameHeroes.
Yes.
That game is fun.
I had a little... Well,
it's cute, it's goofy, it's fun. It's like the original Zelda in HD, not on a Nintendo system.
Yeah.
And it's different.
I think that's what, like, intrigued me so much about, I think it was last year that this came out, maybe the year before, but Shadows of the Damned from Suda 50. I had a blast playing that game, and it was, you know, it wasn't this technological huge achievement for them to do, but it was awesome.
That's like, still more on, like, the hyper-realistic
line,
but it's still, it's a game that doesn't take itself seriously, and it's just fun to pop in and play.
Right, and I think that's why I gravitate towards games like that, because, you know, to invest a ton of time into games, like, not everybody can really do that anymore. So sometimes it's best to find those games where you could just kind of like, oh, I could sit down and play, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes of this game and, you know, get my stuff out of it and then just be like, okay, now I can go do something else.
But here's a really, really old reference, and I'm going to date myself, but the PS2, when it first came out, I wasn't really too sold on it because I was enjoying my Dreamcast, having fun, Phantasy Star Online.
Love Dreamcast.
There was fun stuff, and Sony played up too much, like it's, oh, it's this entertainment console with these super next generation experiences. I'm like, I don't care about that. And then I was walking through.
I just want to play a game.
Walking through a mall, if those still exist for any of our listener, and I passed, here's another dated reference. I passed at KB Toys.
Oh, jeez.
And they had a PS2 demo system up, and I walked in, and I'm like, I haven't really had any hands-on with the thing, and Dynasty Warriors 2 was playing, again, dating myself, and I just played, and I ran around hacking and slashing and just had fun.
I'm a hack and slash kind
of
guy.
It's one of those experiences where you're just standing there with a stupid grin on your face, enjoying it.
Yeah. I actually got more excited recently. I mean, with all these really crazy games coming out, like the Far Cries and, you know, the big epic experiences that Tim was talking about, I got more excited for the fact that they released Double Dragon Neon.
Oh,
and everybody's like, oh, this game is so terrible, it plays like an old... Well, yeah, like, that's the point.
Who said it's terrible?
Well, there was a lot of people that gave it really terrible reviews.
I read a review of, and one of the things they said is that it plays like an old-school Double Dragon game, and the controls are awful. You'd think they'd have updated him, and that was one of his major complaints, and he said that it shouldn't escape scrutiny because of that fact, and I'm like, yes, it damn well should, because that's the point. If you like Double Dragon growing up, that's what you're
game
used to, that's what you expect, that's what you want. They don't have to improve on it, because when you're going for Double Dragon, you're looking for a certain type of experience, especially if they're trying to do one that's like an homage of those 80s style beat-em-ups.
Yeah, here, I'll throw a quick plug for myself. If you're reading this on the Gaming Vault, search for Double Dragon Neon. I did the review on it. I think I gave it an 8 because it's just
I had a blast with it. Me and him, actually, we sat down and co-opted it, like, straight through. It was awesome. Like, it was so much fun. Like, and that was the kind of, it brought me back to the gaming that I had remembered from sitting down and playing games with my brother, where we would just sit on the couch and just, you know, like, run through a game within like a day or two and just be like, that was cool, let's find another one that's really fun. Like,
couch co-op, you don't need a split screen.
Nope.
You don't need a year of Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Or you don't need a jank-ass connection with PS3.
Since you brought up Double Dragon Neon, I want to ask you, what are your thoughts on the soundtrack to that game?
I love the soundtrack to that game. Actually, before I had even played the game, Tim told me that they'd put the soundtrack available free for download from the guy's website that actually did all the scores and stuff. And I'm sitting there, I'm just listening to some of the tracks, and I'm kind of like a Double Dragon fanboy when it comes back to the old NES games. I'm sitting here, and I'm listening to the songs, and I'm like, I need to play this game now. I didn't even have to play the game first. I heard the songs, and I'm like, this is awesome. This is going to be an experience. This is exactly what I want out of this game. Like,
if you haven't played the game, but you want to hear some awesome music, hit up biglionmusic.com. I believe that's the website. The guy who did the music is Jay Kaufman. He's known internet remixing circles as Vert. He founded VG Mix. He was a big part of OC Remix back in the day. And he went from remixing video games to scoring video games. I've known the dude for over a decade now, and he's an awesome, awesome guy and an even better musician. So definitely check out his stuff.
And that's an art style within itself. I mean, it's one thing to write music, because that's basically what I do for a living. It's another thing to find the right type of stuff and put a soundtrack to a game or a movie or something like that. It's a completely different ballpark. Like, So I have a lot of appreciation for people that can do that and do that really well.
Yeah.
And even stemming from the original Double Dragon, like, there's tons of times that I'll just be, like, walking down the road, and then a song from, like, Double Dragon out of nowhere will just pop out of, like, pop into my head, and I'll just be humming it for the rest of the day, like.
And you can tell he's a fan, because the soundtrack is created with such love for the source material.
Oh, absolutely,
I'm hoping once we could get these things to have, like, Internet Collins, maybe get him on a... one of these podcasts in time, because he's an awesome guy to talk to.
I'll
he's
get him
hilarious.
Oh, get him in.
Get him deep inside.
Oh, man. Well, that was...
But yeah, he's actually...
I feel dirty now.
...done a whole bunch of games. Another game that he did, kind of another retro title, he did Contra 4. He did the music on that. And that was like a dream job for him, because he loves Contra.
Once again, another game that came out that got rid of the... because they tried to remake Contra on the PS2 twice. Yeah. And it was all right, but once again, it was trying to do... I feel like it...
I think it was trying to take away from what it should be.
It wasn't as tight as the other Contras were. I mean, Contras tried this all over the place. They're trying to make more epic Contra games. And it's just not... like, there are certain games that work better as these... more simplistic...
I wouldn't call Contra easy.
Yeah, more simplistic style of gameplay that isn't trying to be anything, you know... anything cinematic or an experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just trying to... like, I love that all these... I mean, apparently Journey's really good. I'd really like to play Journey. But, you know, that's another game that it's... Is that fun?
It's,
or is it just cinematic? Is it just trying to give you
an experience? It's definitely more cinematic. It's more of an experience than actual fun. It's... because there's no real, like... scoring or enemies. It's very much just a game that you experience, you follow the path, you follow the story, and you enjoy it. But
so it's basically almost like an interactive movie-esque type of thing. Like,
it's not like Heavy Rain where it's all cinematics.
Yeah,
but it's not like a traditional game. It's definitely it's closer to the lines of like Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah,
where there's a lot of mood, but, you know, just bits of really strong gameplay here and there. I mean, there's reasons it's won so many Game of the Year awards.
Yeah.
But I definitely wouldn't peg it in the whole fun section.
See, it's the reason why I really like these internet downloads, the, you know, Xbox Live Arcade, PSN, Steam, mobile platforms. I think that all those
Angry
games
Birds
that we grew up loving, like some of the old RPGs and stuff, all of a sudden we get this chance to where these developers are once again limited. They have a platform that's limited, and they have to put gameplay and fun back at the forefront. And if they really push it, they can put, you know, story and experience behind it and get everyone a really, really complete package at a good price.
Yeah.
And I think that that's probably the most significant direction that gaming has gone. I feel bad that, like, people won't look at the Wii U because it's innovative and it's fun, but a lot of people, like, God, what do we have over there? We have 1, 2, 3 Wii U games on the wall,
yeah.
Which means that since the system's come out, there's a few people that have traded in a total of about 3 games.
Yeah, I'm sure you've sold a few.
We've sold, like, 2 or 3. Zombie U and Black Ops 2 are the only other ones I remember having in.
Wow.
See, I'm actually really excited for the Wii U package that they announced.
The Zombie U bundle.
And it's basically you get... it's the deluxe
with
Wii U
Zombie
package with Zombie U and the Pro Controller.
For an extra $30.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So it's $380 and you're getting...
So I'm actually kind of glad that I waited to get one, because I'm probably going to pick
still,
that one up.
It still is very expensive, especially with the fact that they're about to announce all these new consoles.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing that really took me away from the fact that, like... I mean, I bought a Wii... and I think the main reason why I purchased one was mainly just to get the stuff on the...
making up for your lost testicle.
Well, no, I actually really wanted to download a lot of the stuff, like the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo games, to have it all on one kind of thing, so I could play them all without, you know...
Well, how about that? That was something crazy that happened, too. A guy was switching from his Wii, games from his Wii to his Wii U, and apparently he can't transfer them. And Nintendo wanted to charge.
Oh,
like,
I do remember.
Bucks.
Yeah, I didn't read that on Kotaku, I think.
Yeah, there's. Did you hear about
that? I saw two different stories. One where something happened and the guy couldn't transfer it, and I don't know what happened there.
There was two different things that happened. I think it was the same dude.
There were two different ones, because the other person, he ran into whatever the same issue was, contacted Nintendo. They deactivated all the games that were on his Wii. credited him like $570 worth of Wii
points. So he could re-download them
to
all?
To re-download everything, plus another $50 on the Wii U shop.
Woo!
To make up for the troubles. Which leads us to, Nintendo has got to get their shit together.
With, right?
With online.
With online. Like, this whole thing where you download to the console and it's tied to the console, that's bullshit.
I have, like, out of all the stuff that I own on my 360, I think I own, like, two or three actual game discs. Everything else I have from the arcade, because that's just, it comes back to the type of gamer I am. I like a lot of the more, like, simplistic pop-in, pop-out, you
and
know,
if your system
your
breaks and you have to get a new one,
I can go back.
It's all
and,
tied to your account.
Right. Now, there is stuff.
Okay.
If it's past a certain point, they have actually announced that, like, you know, they stopped putting certain things on there for you to re-download after a certain point.
I haven't seen anything
there
like that.
There was a guy, I think it was more so with movies, but there was a guy that had, like, a bunch of movies or something downloaded, and he went to go and re-download them, and they were completely, like, gone. Like, he couldn't get them back.
I don't know how it is with movies, but all the games, I can still go back to 2006 or whenever the fuck it was. And re-download everything
I
bought.
What had happened with the Nintendo story is the guy's Wii U had broke.
Mm.
And,
Didn't he swap it?
He got another Wii U, and he couldn't use his old ID because each ID is tied to the console.
That's just...
You want to shut it down and fix now.
How do you...
Do you want me to lock the door?
Oh, man.
Because I was going to go out for a smoke.
That really bums me out, because, I mean, you would think at this point...
After the Wii and everyone criticizing their online setup there, that they would have...
It seems almost like second nature that you would want to tie that in with all the other systems doing the same thing. I mean, it's like...
Here's my problem with it is that, I mean, for a decade now, we've had... You know, the games industry has had Steam. And Steam has been the proven formula if you want an online platform. And the only people that have taken notice so far is EA. And even Origin. Origin's horrible.
I hate Origin so much.
And there's nothing bad about Origin. Or nothing but bad about Origin.
The problem with Origin is that it basically hijacks your computer.
Mm.
And, like, if you read the whole stories on what had happened with it, like, it can see, like, what you have running on your computer and things like that. It basically is doing too much, and I try not to use it as often as possible, but, like, Dead Space has to use it.
Yeah.
Which makes me mad, because it's like, I think that there should be a market for this, especially on PC, where it's, you know, if I want my games on Origin, I'll buy them from Origin. If I want them on Steam, I'll buy them from Steam. Whatever's the better platform, I'll buy them on, because that's how you create a competitive market. I mean,
that's
how it is on consoles.
You just want the best experience.
Yeah, and if I feel like that's something that Nintendo does definitely need to catch up on, is they need to have a reliable online service for their games, or that's one of the things that's going to kill them in this console race, is not being able to compete on the other levels. They don't need to compete graphically.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ouya coming out is proof of that. You can put out an Android console that is underpowered, even on the portable scale, and you can compete against the major console market. Yeah. You don't need power to compete. You need innovation
content.
And you need content. Yeah.
You need fun.
You need fun, exactly. That's the only thing that kept Nintendo alive.
You need content worth buying, which is why the PS3 sucked for how many years when it came out.
Well, that's why I was so disappointed in the Wii.
It has no game.
When I bought the Wii, I'm like, okay, I'm going to download all these older games. What about the newer stuff? Like, what was in the Wii library that I really wanted to get? And there was like... 2-3 games, and one of them was Cooking Mama. Like,
when it first came out, but people who say the Wii has a shit library, no,
there's a
lot of shit there, but there is a ton of great stuff.
What is that, Glacier 3?
What?
Well, I really wanted to try
City Builder.
What was it, the
Monster Hunter Tri.
Yeah. I really wanted to try that out.
That's kind
of I enjoyed, obviously, like, the Smash Brothers and stuff like that.
Well, no, there's definitely a good library of games on the Wii, but the problem is you got to shovelware.
Exactly.
Wait,
there was so much bullshit that kind of, like, flooded, like, because if you look at that wall, and you look at all the titles that are over there, I can see a couple games that are worth, like, playing, but it's completely buried in bullshit. Like, it's just, like, how many game parties do you need of, like, shuffleboard and... beanbag.
The best part is that the new Game Party Champions was a Wii U launch title. So they're starting out.
The Game Party games are not awful, though.
Oh, well, right, but awful. I mean, like,
They are awful.
Not according to my customers.
Check Metacritic. The customers may like them, but no one else does.
Well, isn't it more so the customer's opinion?
Well, it's they're good games for kids. They're cheap
and
games.
And they're cheap. And that was the big thing. They came out at $20.
Yeah.
So they're going to sell a shitload, but they're not necessarily good. Well-made
good
games.
Yeah. They could be, but they could be fun. I mean,
back with the main discussion.
Yeah, I mean, I know even with my Wii,
Shigeru Miyamoto's game party.
Yeah. I would play the shit out of that. it's called Nintendo Land, actually.
Yeah. The most that I actually used my Wii for was playing Wii Sports
Dinky
Resort.
Sports.
Yeah, I was just like, bowling, cool, swords.
People make shit all over Wii Sports and the Wii in general, but Wii Sports?
Dude, ping pong all day. That's like, I played nothing but Wii Sports ping pong for like 2 weeks straight. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'd get home and just be like, yeah, fuck ping pong. Yeah, I don't have space for a table. Fuck that.
I've been thinking about this a lot because of the people shitting all over the Wii U. And it's like, I'll go home and I'll play my Dead Space. And I'll be sitting there, and I'm like, and the things that I'm griping about in Dead Space is the fact that I feel like so far they had screwed up my cinematic experience with this, because that's what I enjoy right now, is coming home and not watching a movie necessarily, or not playing a simple game like what's on the Wii to relax. I want to play something that almost lets me live this secondary life.
Yeah.
And I'm mad because they ruined my secondary life in this game. But with the Wii, like, when I got together, when we busted that out, were you here for that?
No, I was pissed because I really wanted to play it.
So I
still have not actually gotten my hands on a Wii U to play, except for the demo of Rayman Origins, which I'm also pissed about because it got pushed again.
But it got cross-platform now.
Who gives a fuck? The game's done and ready to come out, and Ubisoft is punishing Wii U owners, many who bought a Wii U for this game.
Yeah. I don't know anyone who bought a Wii U for Rayman Legends.
There are plenty of people out there.
I want a written letter from one of these people.
I tell you what.
Because I will not believe it.
That was one of the main reasons why I wanted to get a Wii U. That and the Lego Undercover thing.
Lego City.
That looks awesome. I can't wait for that.
See, the Wii U, though, we had an extreme amount of fun playing it here in the store for the brief time. I mean, we tried a bunch of different games. My coworker Derek, who absolutely hated Nintendo, he's a very big PlayStation fanboy, although not as much anymore after they robbed him.
Yeah.
What?
Another story altogether. Maybe I'll circle around to it if I can.
Yeah.
But he had he had an absolute shit-eating grin on his face because of playing the Zelda game on Nintendo Land. He thought it was the most fun he's had in a while. There's four or five of them sitting there running around with swords, and everybody has to, like, you have to hold up your sword to do, like, a charge shot.
Nice.
So, like, everybody in pretty much unison would, like, get there and hold it up, and they're all entertained, and they'd swing it at them, and I'm sitting back with the Wii U controller doing archery. I mean, it was so much fun, and that's what I wonder about where we're going with gaming is why is it that these big blockbuster games are now the focal point? Is Call of Duty the same game we've been playing for 6-7 years? That's the right key, sir.
It's not
that
locking.
Is lock the door. Don't let customers come in. We don't want that. You have to jiggle it. You gotta
people
give it.
Come
you
over. Just start barking at them. Go away.
We're busy.
A complete aside. I can't wait to listen back on this and hear the extreme volume difference between you and you.
Oh, yeah, I'm super loud.
We should just make you stand over.
Yeah, I'll stand over here. There we go.
Do I need to... Don't make me come over the counter.
I'm an entertainer.
Jiggle the handle.
I'm an entertainer. I have to be loud. And I'm a lead vocalist, too, so it's like, yeah, it comes with the territory.
I'm a singer, too. I just have never been in a band. So.
Well, then I guess you're a singing enthusiast?
I have plenty of songs online, I think.
SoundCloud?
I'm sure they're out there somewhere.
No. SoundCloud's best thing ever. No.
I haven't.
I actually used it to demo all of the stuff for the band that I'm in right now.
I haven't done anything new in years.
Oh, yeah. But okay, so yeah. When it comes to the next-gen consoles, I mean, to me, even though, like, I've gotten a newer PC, even though it's down and out right now, and it's getting fixed, but when I get that back, I mean, if there's not... if there's not certain features in the newer next-gen consoles that are really going to speak to me that go, wow, that looks like a hell of a lot of fun, I might not even pick a newer one up other than the Wii U, even if it's not supported well, just because I know that that's something that I can have fun with. Like
with the next-gen thing, I mean, we're going to know a lot more in like a week about what's going on because of the PlayStation thing.
Yeah.
But there's like... Bungie's new game.
About their announcement.
Bungie's new game that they're actually, I think a few days after that, they're going to, I think it's the 25th, they're going to talk about, and it's called Destiny.
Yeah, I have so little interest in that game.
Did you hear the plot? Did you see the plot of it sounds nuts? The artwork for it looks amazing.
Do you want to know the biggest turnoff for me with that?
What?
Activision.
What, they're publishing it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they have the publishing
deal with Activision.
Well, here's the thing is, I don't think that anybody can tell Bungie what to do anymore.
Yeah, true.
Because they, I mean...
All they have to do is turn around and be like, guys.
They've been planning Destiny for a very long time, and the plot of it sounds amazing. They planned it from the beginning as a trilogy, which I don't think Halo necessarily was. I think Halo was sort of like a... They had this idea that seemed to have some loose connections to the Marathon series.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of ran with it once they realized that they have something hot.
Yeah.
But Destiny is being conceived as an entire thing, almost like how Mass Effect was looked at originally.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that worry you about, like, here and there, them just tossing in filler? Because that's what it kind of seems like to me.
It's a possibility, but seriously, like, look up what they're doing with this, and you'll be interested. You will be and that's the thing about the next gen systems that's going to draw me in is are the games going to make me purchase a system? Because I've got a fabulous PC and I'm not worried about none of these consoles are going to be able to do anything. If they could suck my dick, then I might buy one. But
maybe
other than you just got to put it in the disc tray, right, and you're good.
It's going to be the software. I mean,
why I'm worried about the Wii U. Because it doesn't seem like it's getting, like, that much support, but it really depends. It's still young.
The 3DS didn't have a great launch, and it's
on fire.
It's on fire now.
I have nothing for my 3DS. Emblem. I think I have...
It's on Fire Emblem.
Yeah, it really is. Like, we were at Target, and we just looked at the shelf. There was Fire Emblem and Brain Age. You looked behind them, there were, like, 10, 12 copies of Brain Age there. One extra copy of Fire Emblem.
Did you get a copy of it?
Yes.
I want one.
I found it at Kmart.
I gotta see if I can find it.
Is that the one that you were saying kind of has like this thing that's sort of...
It's like Advanced Wars, but
an
RPG.
I'll probably love it.
I'm so happy that this game is like completely blown up out of nowhere.
Well, it's blown up because let's move away from fun and into... sad Nintendo territory.
Because like, when you talk about fun, you have to talk about disappointments. Well, and when that comes up, it's normally Nintendo.
this will be topic two for the night, I guess. And we have, just for the record, we have 20 minutes left.
Wow, this will be a short podcast.
Shorter than usual. But with the Fire Emblem thing...
Last week's was like 47 minutes because of much was on
it. It was just all rage.
Well, what happened with Fire Emblem, for those who do not know, is... huge game. Fire Emblem was a huge title for Nintendo to release, and it was big enough that they put out a limited edition 3DS. Now, mind you, in the States, the only other limited edition 3DS that they put out is the Ocarina of Time one.
And I have it.
Which means, like, to show you Nintendo looking at the marketability of the series. Like, they think that the series is a big enough deal to put out a limited edition console. So that's hot.
Well, you could always look at it as that they released that system in Japan, and I guess there were enough people who wanted it here.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ones that they put out in Japan that never come here. But so this game gets pushed up like a week earlier. The release date gets a week earlier.
That never happens.
And
it's
even
like, let's push this game
some stores,
earlier.
So games come out Tuesdays usually.
Bumped up.
Friggin'. Target got their shipment in on Monday, so people were canceling their pre-orders at GameStop.
Just go ahead and over there.
And bought it over first.
Nintendo's weird. They do Sunday releases.
Well,
this is one of their first Monday releases.
Yeah, because what was it?
Time.
Most actual Nintendo games like the
are Sundays.
Sundays.
They do Sundays.
Like the Mario Galaxies and shit like that are like Sundays.
Here's the kicker. So people got their game early, right?
Yep.
And canceled their pre-orders at GameStop. Well,
like no one else got the game on time.
No, well, GameStop didn't get enough games for their pre-orders.
Yeah.
even though people canceled it, and they still don't. This is now a week and a day after the release.
She's hot.
And, yeah, people still don't have copies of this game. And now, it was obviously a big enough deal to Nintendo to release this special system.
Right.
And
so how do you like...
The game's getting rave reviews. Nobody said a bad thing about it. Anyone who has been killed in the street for their insults. And, yeah, how do you mess this up? Well, some people are saying that Nintendo is trying to push their download service. So they intentionally...
Oh, that's right! Because
they're like, oh, well, if you don't have it yet, you can still download it off of our...
I forgot about that.
I talked to Mike of the Hazleton GameStop.
Talked to Miyamoto, I understand.
Yeah, I talked to Miyamoto. He said that because of the delay, there were, had to be a dozen people who canceled their reserve and just bought a download.
Well, then I guess it probably worked.
Miyamoto, if you're listening...
Good gerb.
I honestly think Nintendo just didn't anticipate... the sales.
Oh, come on.
Well, no, their previous Fire Emblem games
did not do
review well, but they don't sell well. It's a very niche game.
I wonder if I have a... I'm going to dig for a Fire Emblem game.
Same with Advance Wars. I mean,
love Advance Wars,
they're
man. They're
fantastic games, yep. But strategy RPGs don't really...
It was like a handheld RTS, charts. and I'm terrible at RTSs. Like, and the way that I kind of like described it to a lot of people before, they're like, "Oh, what is this? You know, Advanced Wars game I was playing in high school." And I'm like, "Well, it's like a modernized chess." And they're like, "Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool. That's interesting."
You give it to me later. I want to play.
They're currently digging through a box of games to see if they could find one. We'll see. I don't know. Make a purchase during it. Yeah, that's great.
Yes. We are working on sales.
Always working.
Very happy to see that the new Fire Emblem is just selling like crazy.
See, I'm just happy that I could finally look into a game to get for my 3DS. Because literally all I have is Street Fighter, Advance Wars, which was just a regular DS title. Mario Party?
I can't wait to go back and listen to how loud the cartridge shuffling is. Should we bring the microphone over there and make this a bit...
No. You can kind of see... Risk? Fuck yeah, Risk. I was playing that the other day. It was the Game Boy Advance one?
Over the fucking weekend.
Yeah.
Chris.
Are you going to
I am very excited.
Chris, if you're listening, you're a faggot.
I am very excited that they put out, and as much as I pretty much hate this series, that they're doing the Mass Effect Risk.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing a Walking Dead Risk.
Really?
That would be awesome.
I'm curious about what the modified rules for that are.
You die?
Somebody plays as the zombies.
Maybe it's like the board game Zombies, only with a nation.
Zombie Nation?
Zombie Nation. See what I did there?
I
do love that game. I really do. And you know what's really terrible? I've played more board games in the past couple months than I have actual video games because I've been having more fun with that. Like, I went back and I started playing, like, Carcassonne with my fiance's brother. And stuff like...
Wicked.
Like, I've been doing that. We've been playing, what else? I'm trying to think.
I need more.
He finally showed me Settlers of Catan, which I never played before.
Get him on live. Xbox Live.
Yes, I used to have Carcassonne on there. I forgot about that.
I need more friends to play Cards Against Humanity with.
I have that and two expansions.
I have the two expansions and the Christmas expansion.
See, I just don't shuffle those in because I don't want to get the card Elf Come all the time.
That's my favorite card. If you use that on me, you will win.
My favorite card is a bigger, blacker dick.
Yes. My favorite card is Boris the Soviet Lovehammer.
How about Fuck Mountain?
Fuck Mountain. That's a good one, too.
I'm going to pull up a picture. Maybe I'll link to it if I could get it. I'm not going to use it as the background for this video because my editors will flip their shit if I use this. Because they were displeased enough with the cartoon Snowcock. It snowed. Someone drew a happy, smiling dick with, like, a hat.
Well, at least it was happy.
And I used that as the background video last week, and...
At least it's not a sad...
The owner of the gaming vault was like, "You can't do that." But it's a happy dick.
Look how happy it is. Do you want to ruin that happiness?
It's smiling.
Did you call him a Grinch?
No.
Bye.
No.
Bye.
But yeah, my buddy John Peters, he's going to be doing some of the background artwork.
Wait, and his last name is Peters?
Great.
Is that tying it in? Are you making a segue, sir?
He did a sketch of Buck Mountain.
Oh, did he? I want to see this. I really want to see this.
He did a sketch of Fuck Mountain.
Wow.
That is Fuck Mountain.
Is that Goatsy?
He's also drawn. He's also.
Remind me that I have to make that a white card for my expansion.
What, Goatsy?
Goatsy.
Oh, Lord.
Well, let's see here. What did we make? We made something about the Fuck
Saw. We did Lubricating the Fuck Saw.
Lubricating
we
the Fuck Saw.
We did Judge Dredd. Now, for those of you who haven't played this game, you should probably go pick it up, because it is a fucking blast.
It's apples to apples for really terrible people.
My other favorite card, my favorite card that we made was a knife to the
knife
throat.
Knife to the throat!
That's pretty good.
Do you see the fine details on
I
that
see
picture?
The fine details.
Yeah.
He affectionately calls that Cockthulhu. So, John Peters, you are my favorite person in the world.
Hey, well, let's go back to being a respectable podcast, like we've always been. We've always been.
Fuck Mountain and Cock. What is not respectable about Fuck Mountain and Cockthulhu?
Dicks everywhere. I don't know.
Dicks.
I'm trying to lower the mic transmit because we are loud. Well, and it's going to be like that scene in Mission Impossible where he's like, no, wait. He's like, toast. Toast. All right, I think we're good there. We're going to get better at this. The sound quality is going to progressively. It's like progressively, but with
pubic hair.
You need
to run it on a much lower volume and then just compress that, the ever-living fuck out of it.
Well, what I just did is I cut the record, see if we're just talking normal.
Yeah,
I can talk.
Yeah, I'm good. That's why I'm all the way back here.
Yeah, see, now talk louder.
Yeah!
And then it comes up over, saying that we're really loud.
Yeah.
Is that why the red light flashes?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God, that's why it's been flashing. Peak.
There it is.
Wait. Toast.
Toast.
For anyone who hasn't seen Mission Impossible, the first one, kill yourself. For anyone who has, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to be scared to fire this up and look at the audio
file.
There's
going to be a point. I just cut it down like in half. You can see all the waves.
Yeah, it's going to go from here to like here.
I can't wait to listen back to it. And the first half of this is going to be like us talking, and then he talking.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got a loud voice. That's
indoor voice.
That is my indoor voice. You don't want to hear me when I'm loud.
Youth large.
Yeah.
You'll be back for more podcasts, so you'll just be known as Youth Large. We have Youth Large with us.
I don't know. I'm starting P90X next week, so I might become Youth Medium.
I have a P90 under my bed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
X or no?
P90 submachine gun.
Right, is there an X on it?
No.
Then it's not a P90X.
But I could chase you with it. It's my airsoft gun.
Yeah, that's perfect. Screw P90X, I'm not even going to get the DVDs. Chase me with a P90, and that's my exercise.
Chased with a fucking gun.
Perfect. I think you might be onto something.
The most dangerous game.
Keep backing up my space.
Yeah.
Well,
Sheldon is in his testing bubble. Here, go around.
I'm not going to... No. I like it here.
Look, I cleaned that area so it's easy for you to walk now.
It's great. Are you playing?
Okay, so since we're drifting off topic,
okay,
I want to ask you about what you mentioned, Sony robbing your friend.
Huh? Oh, so Sony robbed my friend. my friend was what we affectionately call a trophy whore. And he was very high level.
Like, I'm a gamer score. I used to be an achievement whore.
I want to say he was like level 16 or something. I'm going to text him real quick while we're doing this. But he loved his PlayStation. He loved looking for trophies. He would take home the most horrible games just to trophy hunt, like Hannah Montana.
I am proud to say that I have not yet gotten the 1,000 achievement points on Hannah Montana. I have not played it.
I would hope that you would.
I've done the Avatar game. Where it's the 5 achievements in like a minute and a half.
Yeah, you do like that one win combo and you're good.
Yeah, I have done that one, but I have not done Hannah Montana.
So he had his PlayStation for like a year and a half or something, and his PSN name was Kicking Your Ass 24/7. That's always been his gamer tag, or his gamer name, for as long as he's done anything online.
Kicking Your Ass 24/7.
Kicking Your Ass 24/7.
Nice.
So,
add him. He doesn't exist anymore.
So the problem is that... apparently you can't have the word ass in your name. So somebody reported his account, and he got banned. So this literal year and a half of straight just trophy whoring. His trophy level was
a year and a half, wasn't it?
He was level 14, 18 platinums, near 1,700 trophies. And
only 18 platinums, bitch! I have like over 50.
Well, that's because he was trying. He was going
Xbox.
Over quantity instead of quality.
Yeah, but wait a minute now.
Well,
you
no,
have completed
platinum
games, but you have platinum trophies.
No, I'm talking on Xbox 360.
That's different.
Okay, how long you been doing that though?
Oh, years.
Yeah, he was only a year and a half.
Oh,
in.
Well, yeah, a year and a half. That's a lot.
And he was doing it between school and work.
I think I have like 52 completed games. That's.
I mean, it was pretty wild for this kid to have gone as far as he did. So. They banned his account, and he called them to be like, is there anything I can do? You know, can I just change the name? No. He had to make a whole new PSN account and lose everything.
That's bullshit.
That's absolute bullshit.
At least if you have a messed up name on Xbox, they're just like, you need to change it, and you get, like, a 3-day suspension.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that, like, really pisses me off about Sony's online network, is that they do,
and he didn't get any warnings or anything.
Right. Just boop. He couldn't log in one day.
Wow,
so
that is bullshit. Sony, fuck you.
But I mean,
just because of this.
Well, no, I hate the PS3.
I had a PS3. It got stolen from my apartment, which was actually a godsend because it made me go back to 360.
Well, I loved PlayStation 1. I loved PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2 was incredible.
I hate the PS3. I think it's just a shitty system.
Classic.
I'm still pissed that I can't play my PS2 games with all my save files I transferred over to a PS3.
Yeah, that was shitty.
Well, they're not going to, apparently, one of the current rumors is that the next systems will not be backwards compatible whatsoever with any.
Wow.
Which I'm not surprised
about.
That's
going to piss a lot of people off.
It is, but you know why they're going to do it? It's because they want.
I'm telling you, man, it's probably
going to be. They are going to want people to. If you want Killzone Trilogy, you can buy it off the PSN. If you want all the Metal Gear games, buy them all off PSN.
Yeah,
you know?
I hate, like, if I can buy a game on a store and I own the disc, let me play my fucking disc.
Mm.
Like, God
hand. No, they will let you play your disc on the system that it came out for.
Yeah, but like, God hand.
See, I don't see a problem with that. I think it was very considerate of Sony to start the trend of backwards compatibility. But
didn't the Wii do that before?
Well, no. PS2 played PS1 games.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I thought you were referencing the 3.
I think it was very considerate, and I think it was very forward thinking of them to do that. And I think that they kind of hit a wall. Same thing with Xbox too. Not all the games worked. It's just it was something that it they'd have to pour a lot of money into just to make people happy that they wouldn't make any money off
of. I can't fault Xbox too much because they used different chip manufacturers between
things,
systems. Sony, they have their own proprietary bullshit. And in the first PS3 systems, they had all of that in the system so you could play PS2 games. And then they removed one of the chips and did a lot of software, and then they're just like, fuck it. We don't care about our customers. Let's remove it all.
Well, yeah.
It's not like we bragged about 10 years of game library on one console.
The PS3, I mean, the PS3 started out with quite a bit of options available to its user base to go into and have a good time
and
with.
And they just kept removing more and more.
Yeah, more and more and more. I mean, people were like, oh, yeah, they added some things. Like, man, what they took out hurt huge swaths of their fan base. Like, Linux, I know a lot of people bought the system to put Linux on.
Yeah.
I mean, there were companies that bought the system because it was a good, cheap supercomputer at the time.
And Sony pissed off a lot of customers, me included.
Yeah.
I sold my PS3. I had one of the.
And once Joe starts hating,
I'm play-hating.
He's on a hate train.
It's done.
I'm kind of pissed because my PS3, original one, was backwards compatible.
Mm.
And I bought the adapter and copied all my PS2 save files to the PS3. We ended up selling it. I backed up all my data on a USB stick. And then when we got one back later on,
need a Dex drive. Do you know what a Dex drive is?
Years ago. They still exist?
You can get them still, but Dex drive was the thing that let you back up your PS1 and PS2 save files onto your computer.
Yeah.
And then port them back to a memory card.
Mm.
If you had massive amounts of saves that you wanted to store, because the whole idea is then you have the save file system. In theory, you would be able to port that to the other consoles, if need be. Like if you did the virtual memory card, what's to stop you from putting that same exact file into that same exact, you know, save system for a game you downloaded? It should, in theory, work. I need to sign off and start closing the store, do the drawer and everything. So,
all right, well, we could probably wrap this up, I guess.
Maybe.
Next week we should probably have a more normal podcast. We will also have Kunal Majmudar. How's that for a name?
Coming up. Say that again.
Kunal Majmudar.
Man, that's a good name.
He will be coming up to bullshit with us in the podcast.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Maybe if I can make the drive again, maybe I'll come down for that one, too. I don't know.
Well, we should have Medium back as well. Congrats again to Bogue for having a baddie.
Okay. Having a spawn of...
It's pronounced Bogue.
Yeah.
Bogey. But since you guys talked about Double Dragon Neon, I figure our feature song this week could be the song Two Dragons, One Cup of Funk from the 1UPS. You can check them out at the1ups.com. The word one instead of the number one. And when you listen to this song, just keep this in the back of your mind. I think the title of the song should have been Wubble Dragon.
Wubble Dragon?
Yes.
I think you should just go get Double Dragon Neon if you don't have it already.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was fantastic. I loved it.
But we have a featured song at the end anyway, so they're getting to hear a free song.
Yeah.
Just because.
Well, then just go get the game so you can hear the rest.
Because the one guy listening to this right now... Hi, person.
Hi, dude.
Gets a free song for putting up with our bullshit.
That's what... It's all worth it.
Bullshit!
All right, and that would be the end of Vaultcast number two.
Official number two.
Number two.
Ghost.
We made
it. Part of history.
We made it to episode two before our first.
Before
call
we got
out.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Before our first person skipping out.
So this is Small signing off.
This is Large signing off.
This is Youth Large,
youth,
I guess.
Youth Large.
Youth Large.
Euthanized.
I might come up with something better. I don't know. If I'm actually going to come down here and do this a couple times, then.
You're like a women's large. Because you're not.
Yeah.
You're.
I'm a big dude-ish.
But you're not as big as Bogue, which is a men's medium. But I think a women's medium would be too small, so you could be like a women's
large. Concert hoodie.
Concert hoodie. There we go.
Concert hoodie.
Or industry swag size t-shirt.
Fuck you. Don't ever use that word to describe me ever again. Swag is such a terrible word.
No, it's swag almost... is in, like, giveaway. Like, the swag you get at an event.
No. I don't
always, like, 3XL. I could build houses out of them.
Yeah. Secretly, we are gay. That is swag.
Secretly, we are.
No, I'm not even kidding. There was this backstory of, like, they used to put that on, like, posters and stuff like that for, like, parties and stuff in, I think it was in, like, California or whatever. But they used that as, like, a code so that they
really?
I'm not even fucking kidding. Look it up, man.
Okay, so we are all gay. We are all signing off, and this is the 1UPS.